brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, they're calling for the firing of Lou Dobbs. Drug-resistant, drug-immune TB spreads, could cause pandemic. Washington Post. More on the debates. All right, I'm going to your calls right now. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Derek in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what a pleasure. Hey, you shouldn't feel too bad about harshing England. This is the same country that was serving Negro slaves to their guests just 300 years ago.
Well, I didn't know that. Where did you read that?
A guy I teach music lessons to brought it to my attention. I researched it, and they claim that Africans are cannibals. Well, they're not the only ones.
Well, the point is, it's not the British people. It's not the English or any of those tribes that were dominated. It's the fact that this particular elite group is the enemy of humanity.
No, I'm not indicting the English people. I mean,
most people are, yeah. Most people who are white in this country are, you know, I mean, the biggest ethnic derivation there is from those isles.
Yeah, me too. But, hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about the debate last night. Ron Paul was the only one that dropped the word Constitution, was the only one that wasn't dropping the Ronald Reagan bomb on everyone right and left. He was the only one up there beating on his chest.
Well, he was gentlemanly, and I think he did do a good job, and we're going to play some clips of that coming up later.
And another thing I want to bring up, I went to a global warming symposium put on by Oxford and TCU a couple weeks ago, April 23rd, at the Hilton Hotel in Fort Worth, and I got to meet the man behind the curtain, an Oxford PhD physicist named Dr. Dave Frame, and he's the one that's putting on these models that have over 1 million lines of code that project the global warming. And I asked him about the lack of the scientific method that's involved in assuming that man-made carbon dioxide emissions is the cause of global warming. And they cut the panel off because I was the last person to ask the audience of 150 that question. And he came up and we argued about 20 minutes after the symposium, and he never could answer my one simple question is, where is the scientific method in proof that carbon dioxide causes global warming?
Well, they're also saying it's a pollutant when it's actually a life-giving gas for photosynthesis that then creates oxygen. And this is the whole cycle. And carbon dioxide increases in all the ice core and all the other major studies. I mean, it's just, this is absolute proven fact now. It's been proven in quadruplicate that the carbon dioxide follows a heating period. Because of an increase in life and then breakdown in life with its byproduct being carbon dioxide, 200 to 800 years in that span, it always follows the increase in heat on the graph. It's just that Al Gore merged the two and put out a deceptive graph. Their lying scum.
Yeah, funded by the IPCC as well as Dr. Frame. And one last thing, can I plug a political religious event that I'm holding in Marlin, Texas in a couple weeks?
Sure, go ahead.
It's at the Marlin Palace Theater, May the 26th on a Saturday night. It's actually a musical performance from 7:30 to 10, but at 7 o'clock I'm going to give a 30-minute speech on the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and put another one in here. Lucas in Texas. Go ahead, Lucas.
Hey, how's it going, Alex, brother? What are you doing today?
Live radio show.
Okay, well, I wanted to point out two specific items I wanted to talk about. One is we need to be much more thorough in our efforts when it comes to promoting things. Like, for instance, the reason why Loose Change was pulled from the itinerary of, the Virgin Atlantic was not because of Michelle Squawk and Mawkins' rant. It was because we were not thorough enough in promoting it. You know, when we found out about that, we should have had thousands of people call in and praise them for it. Instead, we just expected that, it would just happen. So we need to.
Well, for those that don't know, that's also in my stack, and you're absolutely right. Let me. I'll cover that when we get back. Appreciate it, Lucas, Eric, and George, and Tammy, and everybody else. Your calls are coming up. Yeah. We'll be right back, and I'll break it down. Let me dig it out of my stack here. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The caller raises this point. It was about 2 weeks ago. I was talking to Tim Spark, who's the foreign distributor of Loose Change, Current Cut and the Final Cut. So I'm a consultant on the project. We were talking, and he said, yeah, Virgin Atlantic, which he was joking, he just flown over here on, approached him and said they wanted to carry it as one of the in-flight movies. Now, they have like 40 movies in flight, but I let everybody celebrate and get all excited. People kind of thought of it as the in-flight movie. Now, Virgin has like an on-demand deal. Again, I didn't talk about it because I wanted to wait and see. And then, yeah, earlier this week it came out in their official playlist that they were offering it, and they were offering it prominently on the selection menu. So it was on for a while. And the media buyers higher up in Virgin, so they believed in the film and they wanted people to see it. Well, the neocons, who all they do is talk about firing this person, canceling this film, canceling that film, arrest this person, arrest that person, arrest Alex Jones, arrest Mark Cuban, arrest, arrest, arrest. Let's arrest everyone. Let's ban free speech. They yelled and screamed and squawked, and the listener's probably right. It's probably not because they complained. It's because we didn't lobby. But here's the problem. I can tell my listeners, hey, this JFK story with E. Howard Hunt's really big. We've now aired the tape. He's gone more public here than he's ever gone public anywhere else. St. James Hunt, please go get the story. Make it big. And if I said five other stories this week were big, which they were, people get kind of fatigued, and we're not going to promote it. Well, if I got up here and said, see, I don't have that many rounds, basically. The audience isn't big enough. It's big, and you guys are great activists, but we need to do more. And, yes, I'm sure that if we would have said, lobby this, lobby that, call Virgin, tell them good job, this wouldn't have happened. But, again, it's the nature of the world. I wouldn't say it's our fault, though, that the neocons did this. Neocon threats from Virgin to pull loose change, free speech hating slugs, smear documentary, link 9/11 truth with Nazi propaganda. Virgin Airlines to pull loose change from their in-flight movie roster after a cadre of neocon slugs, bullies, and enemies of free speech sent threatening complaints to the company, smearing the documentary and comparing it with Nazi propaganda films. Virgin Airlines has pulled a controversial internet documentary on 9/11 from its in-flight entertainment system after complaints from bloggers and radio shows, reports a technology website. Well, it didn't take long for Virgin to backpedal. While we fully understand and support Virgin's decision, we also fully understand that they signed a legally binding contract, so essentially they paid us for the rights not to show the movie, says Dylan Avery on his Loose Change blog. But they only got, well, I don't know how much they got paid. It's a pittance. It goes on to say, but the complaints were nothing to do with scaring passengers by offering a movie primarily about airline terrorism. They formed a coordinating campaign on behalf of a government bootlicking brown shirts who throw their toys out of the, Paul keeps saying pram, you need to say crib. People don't know what a pram is in the U.S., Paul. Every time anyone interrupts their bedtime story, the government's official tooth fairy fable of 9/11. And the story goes on and on and on. The source of the neocon revolt was seemingly Michelle, but every Muslim American in a concentration camp for our safety, Malkin's hot air blog, an electronic compound for Bill O'Reilly's acolytes and frothing Bushites who spew threats and intimidation whenever their precious waving plastic American flags made in China war cheerleading illusion is challenged by anyone who dares question the government. And it goes on and on. I thought that since Virgin Airlines was going to give us a chance to make up our own minds with regard to 9/11 attacks on America by showing Loose Change movie in flight, we all would greatly appreciate seeing the works of Lenny Riefenstahl so we can make up our own minds about the Nazis, wrote one sheep Californian. And it goes on. And how about all those wonderful German documentaries from 39 and 45 showing how subhumans are destroying European culture and about Germania as a bulwark against Bolshevik hordes and jazz-spouting American apes. That's what it says here. Playing the Holocaust card and attempting to smear 9/11 truth has all but replaced the insulting to the victim scam that has largely been dropped since it was the government itself who egregiously insulted and endangered the heroic first responders in the very hours after 9/11 by lying and telling them the toxic dust and air was safe to breathe. Again, it goes on and on. I'm not going to read it all. Talk about Nazi tactics. It's Nazi tactics by the mainline left and the mainline neocon conservatives. All they ever talk about is censorship. All they ever talk about is arresting people for speech. All they ever talk about is boycotts. In fact, this was out of the Sun and New York paper. Headline, Jewish group urges firing of CNN's Dobbs over Nazi remarks. Now, when Lou Dobbs has polls, they're almost always above 90% for the pro-freedom position. But I've seen them at 99% against the North American Union, 99% against toll roads that are foreign-owned. Doesn't matter, see. 99% of us don't matter. Doesn't matter if 90-plus percent of us know the government killed Kennedy, and it's now publicly admitted by commanders that ran the op and mistresses and LBJ's personal lawyer of 15 years. It doesn't matter. You could have a film of LBJ release saying, you know, he ordered the black op, and they'd say it wasn't real. Well, they just wouldn't cover it. Well, here it is. And by the way, there's big drums beating to have Lou Dobbs fired, and they try to whirl that into Imus and all the rest of it, or Imus and the rest of it. A Jewish group is calling for the firing of an outspoken CNN anchor, Lou Dobbs, after he accused advocates for illegal immigration of using propaganda techniques employed by Nazi Germany. Well, the corporate-funded La Raza and Mecha groups do use big lie techniques. And it is a Nazi technique, or a technique used by the Nazis, to say fire someone for their speech. And to say that only Jewish groups can talk about the Holocaust, only Jewish groups can talk about Hitler. Hey, let me give you a newsflash, ADL and the rest of you, okay? Who, by the way, don't represent most Jews, I would add. Let me just tell you something. My grandfathers both fought in the Air Corps. We were both in the Air Corps. My dad's dad was in B-17s. And I'm an American. I'm not a Nazi. You've done a pretty good job in convincing the general public to be guilty, and we're all Nazis, and we all got, of course, if you're a real Nazi and hand out records of Hitler and worship him and dress up in Nazi uniforms like Arnold, you're praised. But if you fight Nazism, you're called Nazis by the very Zionists who actually funded Hitler, and those documents are now public, and it's mainstream news. So you're the Nazis, and I've had enough of it. I mean, I really have had enough of it. And it's a Nazi tactic. Because they're desperate. They know they're losing, so they use the limited, you know, few million brainwashed neocon followers they've got, who are all extreme activists, to go get people fired, to get films in trouble, to shut down the airing of things, to get professors arrested. O'Reilly brags about it. I've had a lot of national neocons call for my arrest. They're serious. They all need to be arrested for pushing open borders. They need to be arrested for pushing the North American Union. They need to be arrested for treason against this country, you know, according to their yardstick. But I'm not saying that. Let these traitors shoot their mouths off. Comparisons to Nazis, especially in this day and age, are abhorrent. The president and CEO of the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, Gideon Aronoff, said in a statement yesterday, Mr. Dobbs has crossed the line between responsible television commentary and hate speech. See, they want hate laws, hate speech. Arrest him. Fire him. Oh, my gosh. He saying that people are using Nazi-like tactics. No. You're supposed to be the Nazis. You're supposed to be guilty, America. You were the Nazis. You see how it's all twisted? Mr. Dobbs is cross. I'll call whoever I want a Nazi. Hebrew aid group. Who pulled your bacon out of the fire after your brethren set Hitler up so he'd drive the Jews out into your arms so you could feed on them. The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, Gideon Aronoff, said in a statement yesterday, Mr. Dobbs has crossed the line between responsible television commentary and hate speech. Propaganda on his own, keeping him on the air, is essentially, turn the page, sanctioned by CNN, which is why we're asking CNN to remove Dobbs from his very public platform. In a broadcast last week, Mr. Dobbs denounced immigrant rights groups for portraying a crackdown on illegal immigrants as a threat to foreigners who live in America legally. They might as well work for Hermann Göring. Well, that's true. There's not anybody going to kick out the legal immigrants. I mean, it's just a lie. It's a big lie. They might as well work for Hermann Göring, Mr. Dobbs said. I mean, they're running so much propaganda, trying to confuse the debate, the national dialogue, by talking about immigrants rather than illegal aliens. Well, you see, the problem is it is a Hail Israel group. It's a Jewish American who put up the 678 billboards saying L.A. is Mexico. Why? Because it's race politics. They want to play everybody off against each other, and they want to race as many illegal aliens as they can in here to have the divide-and-conquer strategy. We're being balkanized. And it's a jewel in the crown of the big banks and the big corporations and many special interests, the military-industrial complex, to have the troops that are predominantly illegal alien, now legalized. This is the jewel in the crown. They got to get this, so they are using Nazi tactics of lies. I mean, it's a Nazi tactic. You can have video of the illegals beating people in the head with 2x4s, and the cops come and arrest those being beaten in the head with 2x4s. Border Patrol agents trying to defend themselves, and then a lying drug dealer with the Mexican government behind them sends them to prison. So that's the Nazi tactic. The police wearing black uniforms and black masks is a Nazi tactic. The cameras everywhere is a Nazi tactic. The whole culture, homeland security, that's a Nazi term. Why don't you point your finger at real Nazis like George Bush Sr.'s grandfather or Arnold? But you won't do that. Because the truth is, there's a big, dirty secret in Zionism that it funded Hitler. And if you talk bad about Hitler in conjunction with Zionism, you're anti-Semitic. Well, I'm just here to stop tyranny and fight organized crime. Let the chips fall where they may.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Ron Paul's opening remarks of the debate and some of the samples of him responding to questions and some of the other statements. That's coming up. Right now we're going to go back to your calls. Then I'm going to get into the TB news. Virulent new strain of TB raising fears of pandemic. Got a bunch of other audio clips we're going to be playing right now. Let's go ahead. Who's up next here? Eric in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, I called in Monday about our plight down here, the illegal immigration fight down here in San Diego, and the case of John Monte, a school teacher who was attacked by 9 day laborers.
Yeah, and the video's on his site, but the police, when he went and complained, are now going to charge him.
Yeah, that's because he filed a grand jury investigation to the San Diego police about their lack of pursuing the forced underage prostitution ring that was going on down there in that canyon. But I'd like to talk about the Ronald debate. And, you know, I'm a...
Your phone's cutting out. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a supporter of Ron Paul, and I'm signed up on his website to be, you know, involved in his campaign and whatnot. But last night, 15 minutes before the debate, I get an email saying that he's been invited to go to the May 15th Fox Rupert Mulock hosted debate in South Carolina. And then 5 minutes later, I get an email saying that he's been kicked off of it because they don't consider him a viable candidate. Now, I've got some phone numbers here.
Now was that email from the Ron Paul campaign?
No, it was from a friend.
There was a lot of disinfo. We probably got 30 phone calls here at the office, could barely do business, hundreds of emails saying he was canceled last night. There's a lot of disinfo, and I can't just keep calling Ron Paul's office and bugging them to find out what's true and what's not. You will hear about that from his offices if that's the case.
Yeah, well, just in case, I've got...
No. See, I don't want to give out people's phone numbers and accuse them of something they haven't done and we haven't confirmed it.
I got you.
That's called going off half-cocked.
I got you.
And I do that sometimes, so I've learned my lesson.
I know. I should take your advice here. But, you know, this is a fight for our lives, Alex, and we've got to get involved in the Ron Paul campaign. You know, we can do this. This is like our fleeting moment in history to save the Republic, to get involved, to leave a legacy for our kids, and take back this country.
Good, I hear you, and I appreciate your calls. I understand. I appreciate your call, sir. And I hope you're not angry with me. It's just that yesterday we were all told he was not in the debate. And even after I said on air, no, he is going to be in the debate tonight. He's listed. We've talked to his office. He continued here all day until he showed up on the debate, okay? And so once this stuff starts, now if he gets kicked off the Republican debate that he was invited to at Fox News, we will give the Fox News phone number out. We will do that. But he made a strong showing yesterday, and he has won many of the polls about the debate. And so if they try that, it's going to really stink to high heaven and be obvious. So, but we need to wait till they do that. Now, if you want to call Fox and thank them, thank the CIA. You see, the government can't not have him now. It's too obvious, so they're going to try to just minimize him. But if you want to call News Corp, I really should say MI6 News, but it's married to the CIA. If you want to call them and thank them, that's fine. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to George in Indiana. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. A couple of things about 9/11, then I have a guest request for you. First thing is I don't think Bush lied. I think he really did see the first plane hit the building because I think those people had their own cameras set up watching it happen. So I think he told the truth there.
Bush has had them bring a bunch of snuff films into the White House from Abu Ghraib, quote, to see how bad it was. Yeah, right.
The thing about the Dine brothers, my report says that they didn't show, that they gave their film later that day to the Gamma Press Agency, and it was shown for the first time at midnight Washington time on 9/11. So he couldn't have seen it.
You know what? I guess when I was reading that they released all the footage, I think 6 months later, but I think you're right.
Now, the guest I'm requesting here is, I think you cover 50% of this problem. The other 50% is religious, and I found what I would call the Alex Jones of clergy. This guy is Professor Walter J. Veith, V-E-I-T-H. He's got a series of 7 films. You can see it on YouTube. No, on Google Video. Amazing Discoveries. It's called Total Onslaught 1-7. This guy goes all over the world of the different governments and different churches and shows the tie-in with the government versus the religion.
World Council of Churches.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the heads of all the major denominations are open New World Order pushers. Thanks for the call. We'll check into that. I've heard of him. I think I've watched a clip of that on the web. Okay, well, yeah, religion's a big part of it. We'll be right back with a bunch of clips, news, and your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget the free podcast. Spread the word. Help us in the info war. Free podcast served out at the end of the show each day to hundreds of thousands of people that have taken it. Over the last 6 months, we've been offering it. And tens of thousands a day subscribing. Please spread the word about the free podcast, the full 3 hours. There's also a podcast that serves out Sunday nights after my 2 to 4 p.m., excuse me, 4 to 6 p.m. Radio show that I do there as well that's now syndicated to, I think, about 15 stations and growing. I want to thank all those affiliates as well with the Sunday show that I do. I know we've got Tammy and Joshua and Chris and Carlos and Tony and many others that are patiently holding. We're going to get to you, but let me go ahead and play some clips right now. In the next hour, I'll play the 6-minute intro and compilation of Ron Paul and what he had to say last night. But here's a 2-minute compilation of a couple of the candidates talking about the National ID Card, the Real ID Act, as they sell it to the American people, the federalized National ID Card already in place that they claim is coming in a few years. You don't let a horse know he's in the trailer going to the glue factory until he's already in the trailer. You don't let him know you're trying to put him in there until he's already in there, till you lock that bolt down. And that's what they've done. So, but here's Ron Paul, the only one that responded right to saying he didn't want a national ID card. Here it is.
We're at the last round. It's going to be 30-second responses. I want to start with Mayor Giuliani. Something you've come out for, I believe. I want you to explain it and defend it. A national tamper-proof ID card.
Yeah, I think that's critical to having immigration security. Every single person in this country who comes in from a foreign country should be identified, should be in a database. It should be a tamper-proof card. I probably have the most experience in dealing with security. I had to take a city that was had an outlandish amount of crime and reduce it. So the very, very best way to sensibly create security is to have a tamper-proof card, a database, and then kind of back up from that. Well, how do we get there? That would allow for a fence, a technological fence, border patrol, having people come forward, and people who are paying taxes or who want to pay taxes, God bless them. Let them pay taxes.
Governor Romney, are you with him on that, a tamper-proof ID card?
Absolutely. I had the occasion, as you know, following the great disaster on 9/11 to help organize the Olympic Winter Games, bring people from all over the world together in Salt Lake City, organize the first national special security event following that tragedy, and brought together law enforcement from all over the country, coordinated them in a way that we could communicate with each other. There's no question, as we deal with the issue of immigration, having a national special card that indicates a person's name, date, birth date, biographic information, and an indication of their work status will allow us to know who's here legally, who's not, who can work, and who cannot.
Is someone against this on libertarian grounds, the idea of a national ID card? Senator Brownback.
I don't think this is the way to go, and I don't think we need to go this way. And I've been serving on Judiciary Committee and working on these immigration issues. What we need to do is secure the border with a fence, and then interior-wise, we need to make sure that Social Security number means something. We already have a Social Security
number.
How is
that different than a national ID card that works?
Because we don't need a new system, and we don't need a new ID.
Senator McCain, are you for a national tamper-proof ID card?
That's one of the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, and absolutely, if someone wants to work, they have to have a document that's tamper-proof, and any employer who employs someone else with any other document, like a bogus Social Security card or birth certificate, should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Dr. Paul.
I am absolutely opposed to a national ID card. This is a total contradiction of what a free society is all about. The purpose of government is to protect the secrecy and the privacy of all individuals, not the secrecy of government. We don't need a national ID card.
Mr. Tancredo, do you agree with the need of a national tamper-proof ID card?
I do not think we need a national ID card, much for the reasons that Dr. Paul said. We absolutely need a verifiable Social Security card. They are two separate things. I believe that we can accomplish the former without jeopardizing individual
liberty. But say legally...
All right, now, I could have written 10 pages of notes on what you just heard. The snake Giuliani... You notice says we need a national ID card for the foreigners. So this isn't for the foreigners, by the way. They're all left alone and exempt from this, basically. Then he says we need a fence, a technological fence. That's what Homeland Security has said. That isn't real. It's a tinker toy sensor system they don't even use, and they cut back on Border Patrol. Now, when you all hear him say, oh, but let's bring the immigrants, let them work, let them pay taxes, you're not going to need a fence anymore because they're all legalized under the guest worker program is a national North American Union ID card. See, this is how they play these tricks. This has already been unified with Mexico and Canada. So, just like Robert Pastor said before Congress a few weeks ago that Lou Dobbs played, you know, saying we need a continental security perimeter and borders around North America, not internal borders. That means the end of the country. By the way. But the average person watching this isn't going to understand the lies. It sounds good. Yeah, let's have those immigrants have one of those. The immigrants don't have to have any U.S. ID or any form of ID to be given a bank account. All they got to do is put cash in a bank. And then a month later, after they've had a bank account a month, that bank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, 800-plus other lenders, Associated Press, will give them housing and car loans. That's right, because if somebody runs off and you know doesn't pay for the house, they just go repossess it. They don't care. Now, as a citizen, three forms isn't enough. I was using a business card to buy some stuff the other night, some video cameras for Luke Radowski at Best Buy, and I gave the lady my stuff. For some reason, the debit card didn't work. I checked it the next day. It was working. It just their terminal wasn't working. And she started taking it away from me when it didn't work, and I said, look, the manager's all here, fans of the show, go get them. And she's like, I know who you are, but I'm still going to take it. And I had to kind of, you know, use the mind trick on her. And I said, give me my card back now. And she gave it back to me. I didn't say it meanly. I just looked at her and said, give me the card now. And then she scurried off, and the manager was walking up. And he said, hi, Alex. And I just walked out. I mean, and I guess I just order stuff online, but everywhere I go, it's like that. We're treated like scum. I won't even go to CompUSA anymore because they like to search you when you leave. I just tell them up front, look, if you're going to search me, I just bought the junk. Your employees are responsible for over 60% of your thieving. You got all these cameras in here. I'm surveilled, and we're just such a scumbag country, folks. The people are scum. The government's scum. Everything's scum. I mean, there's still a lot of good. There's a lot of beauty, but there's so much scum. Here's the next clip. It's only a minute long. If you listen carefully, the police officer, she says, my father's had a heart attack. I'm sorry. I'm going to the hospital. And the police, she goes, my father's had a heart attack again. And the policeman says, good. He replies, I'm glad he's having a heart attack. And the police did the right thing. The police chief has suspended this guy. And cops never acted like this in the past. I mean, there have been examples of, like, where the cops pull over a woman who left a bar in Detroit. Same officer done it a couple times, similar things. And he starts pulling her jacket off violently. He starts slamming her head in the car because it won't come off because it gets tied around her arms. So he takes a pocket knife and savagely slashes with so much hatred, it chopped off two of her fingers. That's not easy. I mean, you've got guys on roids, folks. I mean, they're scary, too. And they're driving around. They got guns. They got shotguns. Their girlfriend breaks up with them on the phone. They just fly into a rage. And you see them at the gym, you know, with big devil tattoos all over them and the rest of it. I mean, they're roid head bouncers who shouldn't be bouncers. And they're just running around like madmen. And by the way, they've done national studies. The feds put one out 2 years ago. The group that they found with the highest incidence of steroid use is, you bet, cops. Because a lot of them are wimps who think they need to be tough and think they need steroids. They don't know long term that makes you weak, actually, and that you can just by being aggressive, you can actually increase your normal testosterone level if you don't mind your hair all falling out. And with full body exercise, you can boost your testosterone level. You can really double it with, you know, I don't want to get off into it. Years ago, I used to be into weightlifting. You don't need the drugs, ladies and gentlemen. But it doesn't matter. The point is they just go nuts and attack people. After Deputy Kevin Stabens stopped Melissa Langston a second time in a hospital parking lot, video from the cruiser dashboard shows him yanking her from her car and slamming her against it. Please let me see my dad, she cries as her handcuffs her. If it was your dad, he says. Stabens cuts her off, saying, no, you're not going to see him. You're going to jail. Stabens, 29, was suspended for 5 days without pay for using excessive force. Hillsborough County Sheriff's David G. signed off on a suspension Tuesday. He said Stabens will begin serving it on May 22nd. He needs to be fired, folks. It says charges against Langston, 37, were dropped. I printed this, and the front page was lost. You can read the full story at prisonplanet.com. Here it is.
You just passed it?
I'm just telling my father's having a heart attack.
Can I see your license
registration?
Come
on, just take it in now.
That was very smart.
Okay, so what happens is she's pulling into the parking lot, okay, and he stops her, and then he says, give me your stuff, and she says, my dad's having a heart attack, and she pulls off and pulls in to a parking space. He runs up, jerks her out, slams her around, slams her in the car so hard her feet come off the ground. And then he starts basically pleasuring himself with power as she's screaming hysterically. I mean, you know, cops used to know how to deal with hysterical women. But instead of just letting her, okay, go ahead. No, no, no. He's got to let her know who's boss. But a pack of illegal aliens could have marijuana, cocaine, drunk, grabbed, whatever they want. He's been told, leave them alone. No, no, no. This is one of the dumb cattle to be fed on. This is one of the people we suck off of. Oh, by the way, yesterday, I tried to call into a local talk station that I'm on. But, you know, people always love to be on petty power trips, call screeners. No, Alex, you got your own show. I'm like, well, does the host not want me on? No, my decision. You can't come on. But they were talking about red light cameras going in all over Texas in Dripping Springs and several other areas. It wasn't Dripping Springs. What's the name of it? Marble Falls has put one in right when you're leaving town, hidden in a sign in some by some trees where you can't even see it. And if you go any you know, mileage over the speed limit, it gives you a ticket. And I wanted to call into the show, and the discussion was still ongoing about it. It wasn't like they had enough calls, and you know, I called in at the wrong time, but that's an excuse for them not to have you on. And I called in, and I said, well, Lockheed Martin got thrown out in San Diego because it's actually against state and federal law. You have to and precedent, you have to have an officer writing up the ticket and visually being the witness, not the camera. And also, Lockheed Martin was caught shortening the yellow lights from 4 seconds to 2. It increased accidents, including fatality accidents, massively. In fact, it almost doubled them, not quite. This was all over the San Diego Herald Tribune and other papers. So it was thrown out there in other areas. But see, by the time towns can put these in, and by the time you sue them and stop them, 2-3 years later, they've already made, I mean, folks, one camera can make 25, 30 million a year. I've heard of some making more. So, you know, they put in 10, 15 cameras. We're talking 100 mil. And, of course, that then goes into real estate scams with the mayor and the rest of it, especially in these small towns. A little extra goodie for the boss hog. And it actually causes more fatalities, more death, more wrecks because they shorten lights. And mainly defense contractor companies sell these packages and monitor them and run them. You know, they're taking over. Why not? They're taking over the planet. Why not here? And I just tried to call into that show and just say, you know, it's actually been found uncivil and illegal. And just imagine somebody who didn't want me to be able to tell people that. It's so frustrating to not be able to even reach out to people. I mean, I want to warn the American people. I have a burning desire. I mean, literally, I can be home at 9 o'clock at night. I've gone home to see my children for 3 hours. They go to sleep after dinner. I'm totally tired. Years ago, I had no discipline compared to I would have gone to sleep. You know, when you're really tired, folks, and I'm sitting on the couch, I just get up, I go get in the car, and I drive to work because I want to warn people. And I'm not even saying I'm that good of a guy. It's a passion. You know they're brain-damaging children. You know every day 18-month-old babies get their third round of shots and go into a coma for a few days and then come out of it with the seizures and brain damage forever. Millions of them, conclusively documented, hundreds of studies. Absolute fact. I have a burning desire on that issue alone that I want to tell people, don't take the shots. And they go, but I heard they took the mercury out. I can show them even Associated Press. They didn't. They increased it 4 to 5 times depending on the shot. That's how evil they are. I have a burning desire to warn you that there is no law. You've got to take shots, but they're lying in mass and creating precedent and color of law and nine-tenths possession rules and customary law under common law by simply exclaiming it's the law. I want to warn you. I want to warn people. That's all I want to do. I hate the fact they're putting these red light cameras up, and Austin's talking about doing it, and there's going to be more wrecks, and they're going to shorten the lights like they've done in every place. I hate it. I hate the fact that mobsters run my town. I hate the fact that they're turning all my main roads into toll roads, including Mopac. And they lied about that and said they never would. And of course they will. We have the documents. I mean, it's scary to know that DynCorp is based right here in Austin. And I've been told repeatedly with threatening phone calls and things that I'm going to sleep with the fishes if I don't shut up about their child kidnapping rings. But I'm not going to shut up. My God, can you imagine the terror of those 2 and 3 and 4 and 5-year-olds? You know it's scary for me. I've got children. I know what the New World Order is capable of, but I've just got to do the right thing. Then I see people in this movement who don't have their head screwed on straight, who aren't taking action, who don't have the burning desire, who are in this for ego. Let me tell you, this is serious stuff that will get you killed. If you're just getting into this for ego, and you're just getting into this, to fight the man just because you feel like it, and let me tell you, you might just go ahead and get out of it. Or if you're out of this because, you're in this because you want credit for something, or you got a big problem. You got a big problem. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff is nauseating. I mean, you talk about the New World Order. If you could spiritually smell it, it's like the stench of a billion rotting bodies. You ever smelled rotten flesh? I mean, just on a hot day, out there in the heat, boiling off of it with the flies all over it. That's the New World Order. It is a giant mass of stinking detritus. And they revel in the power. They revel in their fancy royal outfits and their crowns and all their crap. And they revel in exercising power on the innocent and grinding out innocence and destroying beauty because they're twisted and wicked. Oh, man, I'm honored to fight these people. How could you not fight them? Help us fight them. Spread the word with the work we're doing. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Look out your window, baby, and I've seen you like to catch. Man, he's saying Dixie. Man, got his hand outstretched. Could be the Bueller, could be the local breeze.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. A couple of comments off my MySpace account. The Iconoclast says, I'm dead wrong about pit bulls, and has a picture, I guess, of his pit bull bringing him a bone. I didn't say that all pit bulls are killers and like to eat children, like to savage children. But literally 90% of the time that I read about animals just in a park or walking down the street attacking people or eating people's children, it's pit bulls. Other times it's bull mastiffs. I'm saying as a breed, it is trained to fight. It is instinctively a biter and a biter that bites to kill. And there are a lot of people walking around with them who like to go down the street menacing people. Now, if you're not one of those people, fine. I'm not talking about you. But it is, I am sick of pit bull owners who just say that I'm wrong about it and they're sweet and they're all good. Oh, God. Reminds me of that guy who wanted to go live with the grizzly bears and said they were sweet and you could get to know them. You know, one of them ate them. I'm not saying there aren't grizzly bears you can't train, you can't pet on the tummy, that are, you know, play with a beach ball with you, but most of them will kill you deader than a hammer. Now, I'm done with that issue. There's another person here. Let me scroll down. I've now let a computer back in the studio, so the distractions are now beginning. It says, I was quite shocked to hear your comments about illegals on your radio show. Both the United States and the UK have hugely benefited from a growing economy, partly due to the hard work of immigrants. How do you know if someone is an illegal or a contributing member of society? I do not believe the police persecute taxpayers and over illegals, quite the contrary. Illegal immigrants have very few rights and deserve protection, not slander. Well, Alice, let me bring you into the real world, okay? And I told you it's a paradox for me. I don't dislike the illegals by and large. Hard working, nice family people. They like the show for some reason and know about the New World Order, even though I say they should be kicked out of the country. There are 5+ billion people. Actually, there's 6,500,000,000 right now. That's the new census projection for 2006. It's not out for 2007. There's 6.5 billion projected to be next year, 2.6 plus billion. I mean, 6.6 billion. So if we've got 6,500,000,000, there are 6,200,000,000 people outside the country. 90% of those live in third world squalor. And they have drug-immune TB. They have wet leprosy, which, by the way, is spreading all over the United States right now. They're setting up sanitariums right now. There's a good chance a lot of people listening right now will be given incredibly expensive, very poisonous TB drugs, and it won't help you, and you're going to end up being on house arrest on government welfare, and you better hope to God there's not any disaster for the rest of your lives. But the media will not do a piece on you when it happens. In fact, I'm going to cover this now when we get back, and then I will go to Tony and many others that are patiently holding. But you want to talk about it. You want it to be explained to you. There's the economics. There's the disease. There's the fact that they're on welfare. There's the fact that they're above the law. There's the fact that they can't be caught when they commit crimes. There's the fact that they're nationalistic and want to bring down the country.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.